So let's head off to the Central Goldfields Shire now. Say good morning to CEO Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Touch of irony this morning, being that it's the coolest day we've had for ages, and we're talking about the fact that the Maryborough Pool is staying open for the rest of summer. But I'm sure we'll have some more hot weather very, very soon.
Well, we have just come out of a bit of hot weather, so it's nice to be cooling off. But yeah, great news with our outdoor pool. We were expecting to do some work on the pool shell over February and March, but we've had to change the focus of our project. So the pool will be open for the rest of the summer, just the normal time that it usually will. So if we do get a bit more hot weather in February, most certainly everyone can get out to the pool.
Yeah, well, we usually do get a good old burst in February. So I'd say going to be very well utilised. Now, a lot of focus around February on trying to sort of get fit again. You know, I think Australia Day sort of ends the area of Christmas, New Year, Australia Day, lots of food, lots of drink, etc., etc. So fun fit program for Talbot. Hopefully get the, what do you call people from Talbot? Talbotonians? Anyway.
Talbotonians, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think we talked about last year that we put in some outdoor exercise equipment in Pioneer Park in Talbot. So we're running some classes, Fun Fit, which are free on Tuesday, the 1st of February, and it runs for 9 weeks until the 31st of March. So the sessions are held Tuesday and Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, and just go on our website to find out how to book. But most certainly a great time of year to get outdoors and start getting fit. And then if you get a bit hot, then you can jump in the pool.
Yeah, good idea. Now, community update. The Community Update magazine. Time to sit down with a cuppa and read the latest edition.
That's right. Our summer edition is out and it's full of lots of information on what we're up to. So we'll have updates on our projects, what's on over the next couple of months. We've got the Goldfields Community Festival coming up in March too, so that's a great new festival that our community has put together just to get out and about again, and also just updates on each township and a chance to meet the customer services team. So people can look out for them in their mailbox, and if for some reason they haven't received one, then they can always contact our customer service team and they'll send one back out to them.
The gear of community engagement outcomes too is going to be a part of that. How were you happy with the way the feedback and stuff that you get from the constituents?
We had a big year last year with community engagement, particularly working on our new council plan. So council has to put out a 4-year plan after the election, and we got, even though we had COVID and weren't able to meet lots of people face to face, we did get some great feedback from people. And actually in development of a couple of other key strategies as well. Our disability action plan was also developed last year. So I think there's an update in that in the addition, just letting people know and thank them for all of their input into those plans and strategies.
Terrific stuff. Lucy, have a great week. Look forward to chatting again next week.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfields Shire CEO. On the wake-up call, Gold Centre Victoria.